Well, hello, Carolina Shout podcast listeners. It's me, Ethan Uslin. Remember me? I'm your piano player and your host, and I'm back. That song was the Bumblebee Stomp, which is an obscure tune recorded by the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1938. You know me, I like to dig up stuff that nobody's heard of, like that one. And you know me, if I play a song like the Bumblebee Stomp, I start thinking, wouldn't it be fun to dig up a couple other songs about bumblebees and then make a podcast out of it? And that's what I'm about to do. I put together a bumblebee program that I'm excited to share with you. But first, I would like to ask you to please find it in your heart to forgive me for my long podcasting absence. I spent the last 6 months in a physical state that musicologists refer to as syncopation hibernation. You see, it's a natural musical phenomenon that can be observed in subtropical habitats, such as in the Carolinas. During this syncopation hibernation, the ragtime organism is known to refrain from musical activities, instead devoting itself to other pursuits. I, for instance, have been taking long walks, reading, and tending to Roomba, our newly adopted emotional support poodle. Roomba is elderly and shares my intense passion for the hibernatorial arts. In fact, Roomba is lying beside me right now, fast asleep, no doubt dreaming of table scraps and fire hydrants. The piano playing does not seem to affect Mr. Roomba, but maybe this next song will perk him up. It's loud and it's manic, and it's called the Bumble Boogie. As the title implies, the Bumble Boogie is a boogie-woogie based on the famous Flight of the Bumblebee melody by Rimsky-Korsakov. The Bumble Boogie was composed by Jack Fina, who was a pianist originally from Passaic, New Jersey. Passaic, of course, is exit 153A off the Garden State Parkway. Anyway, Jack Fina's moment of great fame was when he played Bumble Boogie with the Freddie Martin Orchestra as part of the soundtrack to the 1948 Disney animated film Melody Time. Melody Time was a follow-up to Fantasia, same concept, animated shorts choreographed to music. So the Bumble Boogie accompanies a cartoon, which is on YouTube, but obviously you're listening to this podcast right now, you're not watching YouTube, so I'm going to tell you about this cartoon. You can picture it in your mind as you listen to the music. So in this cartoon, you've got a bee, an animated bee. Everything's animated. And this bee gets chased around by various creatures. It's a gigantic acid trip nightmare. At one point, this bee gets chased by a giant piano snake. When I say piano snake, I mean a snake whose vertebral column consists of piano keys. And then the snake transforms itself into a prison with bars made out of piano wire, and the bee gets stuck inside. But just after a few moments, the bee breaks out of the prison, only to be chased by a flock of winged creatures that have piano keys as their bodies. So it's kind of terrifying, but it's for kids. I think Franz Kafka wrote a short story based on a similar concept. Anyway, now that you have some images in your mind, here's the music. Jack Fina's Bumble Boogie from Disney's Melody Time. Thank you. All right, so that was the Bumble Boogie, also known as the Tendonitis Tango. Fun little number. I suspect it might even be a crowd pleaser. Of course, I won't know till I have crowds to please. Till then, I have Roomba here. He's still sleeping. He slept through the Bumble Boogie. This dog has a PhD in hibernation from DePaul University. You know, I'm rusty with the podcasting and the jokes. I need to get back in the groove. Anyway, it's just me and Roomba here today. Usually, I have my wife, Kate, here in the podcast studio, preventing me from making really bad jokes. But she's also more energetic and responsive than Roomba. But today, Kate is ensconced in her home office, juggling Zoom calls and spreadsheets and other grown-uppy things. And the kids are also on their respective Zoom calls for school. So it's just me and Roomba holding down the fort. Let's continue with the bumblebee theme. I haven't played the bumblebee rag yet, so I'll play that one. I actually found two rags, both from 1909, called the bumblebee rag. I don't know, maybe 1909 was the year of the bumblebee in some culture. There's also a rag from 1908 called the stinging bee. I played through all three, and by far my favorite is the Bumblebee Rag by Harry Tierney, and that's the one I'm going to play. I had never played anything by Harry Tierney before, and he seems to have been an unjustly neglected ragtime composer. Like Jack Fina and myself, he was originally from New Jersey. Harry Tierney was from Perth Amboy, Garden State Parkway exit 129, and Harry Tierney went on to have a successful career as a composer for Broadway musicals, and his biggest hit was a tune called Alice Blue Gown, which you might be familiar with if you are a big fan of this kind of stuff, or if you're over a certain age. And Harry Tierney wrote about 15 piano rags between 1909 and 1913. One of them was called the Epidemic Rag, which is very relatable, but if you don't mind, I'm going to stick with the bumblebee theme today. So here it is, The Bumblebee Rag by Harry Tierney. Thank you. So that was The Bumblebee Rag by Harry Tierney. I really enjoy that one. It's peppy also. And Roomba even shifted sleeping positions a couple times during that. Oh, Roomba. Let's do a sleeping bee song for my sleepy aged canine. Here's a Harold Arlen song from 1954 called A Sleepin' Bee. One of the interesting things about this song is that the lyrics are by Truman Capote. In fact, A Sleepin' Bee was from a musical called House of Flowers, which was based on a Truman Capote novel of the same name. And it was Capote who worked with Harold Arlen to transform this novel into a musical. Now, I have never seen this musical, House of Flowers, nor have I read the novella, but apparently it takes place in Haiti among two neighboring brothels where the madams battle for business. This seems to me like an ill-advised plot concept, but maybe it could be pulled off tastefully. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Anyway, the song Sleepin' Bee was the most successful number from this musical, and it has been recorded many times. It's a jazz standard. The lyrics are interesting too. It's sung by a woman who is saying that if you put a bee in your hand and it sleeps there and doesn't sting you, it means that you'll find true love. I suppose this is a variant on the she loves me not thing with the flower. I don't know. I don't know if this is a real folk belief somewhere or if Truman Capote just made it up. But that's what the song's about. Here it is, A Sleepin' Bee. So that was A Sleeping Bee by Harold Arlen and Truman Capote from the musical House of Flowers, which I have never seen, but the plot is about dueling Haitian brothels. And a moment ago, while I was off the air, I was looking at Roomba, who's still sleeping, and it got me thinking, you know, if bears hibernate, and they're closely related to dogs, maybe Roomba inherited the hibernating gene from his cousins. And that made me curious about hibernation and which animals hibernate. And I did some Googling, and it turns out that bumblebees hibernate. Who knew? I didn't know that. And apparently, so do snails, skunks, and the fat-tailed dwarf lemur. And, you know, I suspected that Roomba has a little fat-tailed dwarf lemur in him. I need to give him one of those DNA tests. Okay, we're off topic, and I'm afraid it is now time for me to buzz off. stay tuned next time. I've got more piano to play. I'm going to work on my jokes. It's been a while. And I promise I'm not going to go back into hibernation. I'll leave that to Roomba and the fat-tailed dwarf lemurs. Fat-tailed dwarf lemurs. I can play the bumble boogie, but I can't say fat-tailed dwarf lemurs. You have been listening to the Carolina Shout podcast. It is recorded here in my home in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I am Ethan Uslin, your host, piano player, and melittologist. Melittologists study bees. And I'd like to give a big thanks to Roomba, and Roomba is stirring right now. He's ready for a treat, and I will give him one soon. Roomba is, as I said, he's elderly. We adopted him. I don't know whose previous owner was, but I think it was Noah. And Roomba was on the ark. Let's see here. I'd also like to thank Kate. She usually helps with the podcast, but today she is in her office on Zoom meetings. She is as busy as a bee, which is an expression that doesn't make sense now that we know that bees hibernate. Anyway, I'd like to thank all of you podcast listeners for being there and for bearing with me because I'm out of practice with the jokes. So give me a couple more episodes so I can get back in the groove. Hang in there. Thank you.